Well, I hope so.
It is. No, thank you.
You're good.
Very much.
Okay, just check and make sure you're all right. Mr. Medlars, Delaware Coastal Business Park.
In this case, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
I know Doug's getting on.
Yep.
Or you can speed think about Medlars.
The first one up, two items for the gas delivery system. And first one up is the Delaware Coastal Business Park. And they have an agreement with the Chesapeake Utilities to provide gas services. And especially in the light of the events of last week, you know, where we had an accident due to the installation of, in this case, Comcast services. We had made some comments on the installation of the gas services, which drove some cost factors. And the utility came back to us and said if we wanted to satisfy these cost factors, the county engineering department wants to have in terms of the other utility crossings, they were looking at a $20,000 increased cost. The agreement right now would have addressed the cost increase by rolling this as additional basis into our reimbursement program, but the utility has actually proposed to split it in accordance with the initial cost split. Initial cost split was $500,000, give or take. This would put it at $520,000, so our cost split would go up by $10,000.
Which help the poor people?
Pardon me?
Would that help the poor people?
There are no residents in the Coastal Business Park. That's a good thing.
And where's Delaware Coastal Business Park at?
Right beside the airport.
Right by the airport? Georgetown Airport?
There's some naming confusion, but I think I don't have enough time to clear that up. So the issue is, we believe, Ms. Jennings and I, that this offer is actually benefits us because we do see a number of the customers have signed up. We do believe the 5-year reimbursement period will bring revenue back to the county. And so the proposed amendment by continuing the 50-50 cost split versus rolling the entire 100% over into the reimbursement program is advantageous, and we recommend it to approve it.
What type of utilities are you talking about?
Pardon me?
Are you talking about, what kind of utilities are we talking
natural
about?
Natural gas.
Natural gas?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're talking about sewer lines or not.
Nope, no sewer lines today. Two natural gas issues.
Okay.
So it's a very simple amendment. Be removed based upon the recommendation. This Sussex County Engineering Department at Council approved the addendum to the customer advance agreement with Chesapeake Utilities Corporation to furnish gas services to the Delaware Coastal Business Park and the and the Delaware Coastal Airport as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion?
Doesn't the main line go with this airport?
The main line has already passed the airport, and they're making a turn going down Springfield. That was the easement we sold to Eastern Shore Natural Gas to proceed with that run, which will eventually tie it to the Long Neck run. So that is correct. The high pressure line has passed the airport.
So we got paid hookup to it, right?
We have an agreement with Chesapeake to go from the pressure reducing stations at the old Springfield Avenue intersection to distribute it throughout the park.
More questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I believe yes, Mr. Carey. Next, sir.
The next one is much more complex. Has to do with the regional biosolids and the gas service to the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Treatment Facility. And you have touched this in many different ways. The approval of the engineering, the approval of the design, the approval of the contract, phase two, which includes the drying unit. This is a natural gas unit. And when you can put this in perspective, you can see how many thousands of cubic feet this unit will eat up every year. That's the minimum requirement we're accepting. So when you're buying these kind of quantities, the utility will engage with you in various tariff discussions. And the closest point of service is down in the Long Neck Route 5 intersection. So they will have to bring that line to the facility. When I put this back in the old Kent County world, the Kent County use was about 3 to 4 times as much of this, and the utility was willing to provide that service at no capital buy-in. So we are not quite in that same order of magnitude, but we're in a good place to be. They're willing to finance it to a subsidized rate over 5 years. So when they then look at the different tariffs, the interruptible tariff meets our business model the best, because we can, our service can be interrupted. It's very rare, but we can definitely interrupt it. We can drive it down. So then you have to look at what kind of agreement you sign. So we would like to sign a 5-year agreement. That's the maximum allowed under the Public Service Commission. But keep in mind, there's a key paragraph in the back. The finance director and the county engineer 5 years from now will have to renegotiate a certain component of this, because at that point we will have paid for the extension, or at least our share of the extension. And at that point, our price will go down quite a bit. There's several, and I don't know which one of you looked at the spreadsheet. There's several moving parts in this tariff. One, the biggest one is the, we just talked about Eastern Shore Natural Gas. They have a fixed transportation component. There's also a floating transportation component, because under this tariff, you, the customer, has to buy the natural gas. So we have to buy it at the NYMEX, and the only way you can buy this, you and I cannot buy this. We have to go through a resource company, which essentially acts on your behalf, and they will also provide a basis which brings it from Louisiana, where this stuff is sold, to the gate, where Eastern Shore takes it over. So these are all components which require action, which is not conducive to council approval prior to. Because if you ever bought any gas at the NYMEX, it is now, and that price is gone. And it's now again. So I can't come to you and say, we buy this gas for $3 per decatherm, because at 12/21, the price is $3.25. So, you know, so you have to give the authorization to some trusted individuals like Smith Jennings to make that purchase on your behalf.
Is there a formula you could, like, you know, cost plus or market rate, you know, at a certain pegged market?
It resets instantly. If you ever looked at this, if you look at the natural gas price per decatherm, it changes by the second.
So it's based on the futures market or something? Or?
Yeah, we would recommend that you buy at least a 12-month strip, but I would say we might actually buy a 2-year strip, depending on where we are. The only reason I'm looking at the 12 today is because we're starting the unit up. Once we have actual consumption numbers, then we can structure that price bid differently. But it's a, you know, it's a matter of, you have to allow us to buy the gas in order to make that tariff model work. So it's a...
We'll make a futures purchase.
Yes.
Technically, you can't buy way ahead of time. Let's just
Well, no, you can buy futures contracts.
So in this world, there's two things. You have to exercise the agreement based on that tariff for 5 years. And plus, because it requires us to buy the gas, somebody has to be authorized. It could be you to be authorized to buy the gas. But somebody has to buy the gas.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion. I have a twofold motion.
Okay. Pardon me?
He went through the discussion, I don't think.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering and Finance Departments, that Council approve this gas service agreement with Chesapeake Utilities Corporation to furnish natural gas services to Inland Bay's regional wastewater facility, and further approve the finance director and the county engineer to purchase natural gas through an energy resource company.
And we're just pleasure, Council.
And who's up
Mr.
Next?
Wilson, hold on a second. We have motion for adoption. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Have a second.
Second.
Mr. Burke. Question, Mr. Wilson.
Where's this gas going to? I never did hear you say
Inland Bays.
The gas is going to the Inland Bays dry out unit.
So who's paying for it? We are.
No.
And the user paying for that?
Even that is not a yes, because we have partners. Remember, we have 5 partners. We and 5 partners are paying for the gas. And in the end, it's divvied up based on how much each partner contributes to the drying unit. And you have already agreed to these 5 agreements. So the basis is set, Councilman. So in essence, your question can be answered. The ratepayers are paying for one share. The five partners are paying their appropriate share.
So we're paying, hooking up.
We are, the tariff covers the connection cost, yes.
Okay, we're going to probably get add the gas a little hard in order to get our profit back, our money that we spent. Is that we're going to do that?
No, we will always purchase our gas at a significantly much lower price than you can purchase it. But because that's just because we buy so much. But in the end, it is not something we, the county, can go and bid out. It's not like an electric purchase, because we're not in that same category. We're not in that big a world.
I know propane has more BTUs than natural gas.
That is correct. And if you roll it into the propane equivalents, that's on your spreadsheet, you can see if we were to try to do the same thing by propane, the price would be about three times as much.
I didn't hear
more questions,
I didn't
Mr.
Hear you mention futures in the resolution.
Pardon me?
I didn't hear you mention futures contract in the resolution.
No, because you have to trust the finance director.
You won't buy the future.
Do you not trust her?
I do trust
okay,
her.
Okay, thank you. Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burke.
Yes.
All the others carried.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Ashman. Fine job, Mr. Medlars. Fine job.
Just be here. Take a lot of you.
I got my screen back.
There you go.
Good afternoon. This is a project that's located in the Millville area of our Unified Sanitary Sewer District, and it will be utilizing our existing infrastructure. This agreement will allow Dukes Lane LLC, developers of the Parkside project, to connect 95 additional EDUs to the existing infrastructure in exchange for a catch-up contribution of $62,204. Payment will be due at time of execution of the agreement. System connection charges of $6,360 or the fee at time of permit request are still due. And the developer has previously executed the agreement. We're now asking for permission for council president to execute as well.
Have a motion.
I do. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council approves the use of existing infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and Dukes Lane LLC for capacity allocation and regional transmission system as presented October 29th, 2019.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Burton, any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Wilson.
How about this plant? Are we ever going to get filled up? We're putting all the sewage up there?
This one is going to South Coastal. I guess it'll eventually get filled up, but not in probably quite a few years.
It looks like me, we're up pretty good here.
For the record, Councilman Wilson, the South Coastal Upgrade Project is out to bid. You will see us come in December for an award. It will be a 20-year upgrade.
How many more can it take on units? How many units are you going to be able to take on now? If we take all this on?
We will go from 6 million to 10 million gallons, so that will allow us to take, at the current growth rates, the entire units for 20 years.
Is that going to be taken care of all the water, that land that we bought, to have all these units for taking on?
This is South Coastal. This doesn't go on land.
This is a South Coastal issue.
Oh, you're going to put in the ocean.
Yes. This is a South Coastal.
Okay, we keep on taking. Okay.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes,
Mr. Riley.
Yes,
Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yield. She carried. Thank you, sir. Ms. Jennings, grant request. We have one.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. The one grant request is Boy Scouts of America. The Delmarva Council is requesting $1,000 for their annual Sussex County Distinguished Citizens Banquet. Funds raised for this event will support opportunities for the youth of Sussex County. Last grant received was $1,000 from the countywide youth grant. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Thank you, Council.
I move to do the same thing.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,000 to the Delmarva Council, Boy Scouts of America, for the Sussex Distinguished Citizen Award event fundraiser, which benefits the Boy Scouts in the county for next year.
Yeah, we're still giving
from the countywide youth grant.
Are we still going to be still called Boy Scouts? I'm just
reading what this says.
I understand they took in girls now.
They might do. Questions on the motion? take your vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Burton?
Yes.
I'm against. Motion carried. Introduction proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have three. The first one is in Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 17.25 acres, more or less.
How is it? Mr. Wilson introduces it.
And next one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in a CR1 commercial residential district for multifamily, 224 units, to be located on certain parts of land lying being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 18.793 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce. Hudson introduced it.
And the last one is in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to allow for an expansion of and amend conditions of approval for conditional use number 1724 to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 127.37 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce. Mr. Burton introduced it.
That is all.
Thank you. Any council member comments? Council member comments. Entertain a motion to go to executive session for land acquisition and collective bargaining.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will get you out of executive session for those joining.